Dementia Researcher with a blog and a rating.
Many still view the term commercialization as a dirty word in medical academia. Academics do the work they do to try and alleviate suffering, and they're not necessarily doing it using monetary returns as a primary motivation. If they wanted to earn more, they would have likely gone out into industry, where proverbial money bags are larger and more generously distributed. However, in order to actually alleviate suffering through research, you've usually got to commercialize it. Why? Because a medicine needs to do more than just work in a patient. It needs to be sold by a company that will make profit from it. Now, we can argue the morality of this, but it doesn't change the fact that it's the truth. Companies spend many, many millions for each therapy they develop. This includes that initial development, the testing, the clinical trials, setting up the distribution chains. If they can't then sell it for a profit, they become unsustainable and fold. If all the pharma companies fold, we have no new medicines. So how does this all tie back to the academic cliche of publish or perish? Bear with me, I'm getting there. The phrase publish or perish is one of the most common phrases in academia, and people working in research will have heard it. It's based on the principle that as an academic, two things act as your currency. The first is winning grants. The second is publishing papers. The universities want you to bring in money and turn it into published outputs that can justify bringing more money in. Publish or perish is essentially a business model. However, it's not a good one. It often pushes researchers to race to put out a paper after paper instead of focusing on quality. On top of that, it can greatly harm a researcher's opportunity to commercialize their work, and here's why. In order to translate your work into a therapy that will actually help patients, you have to commercialize it. We've already established this. However, in order to commercialize it, you have to protect the idea so that nobody else can do it and make profit from it. Failing to do so will not only risk someone stealing your idea, it'll also make it pretty impossible for you to attract the kind of investment you need to develop the idea into a new therapy. Clinical trials are way too expensive for standard university funding routes. That's why most trials are run by or in partnership with pharma companies. You have the idea, and they have the money to make it happen. To protect your idea, you need to patent it, normally via your university technology transfer office. In order to patent the idea, you usually need to hold off on publishing a paper on it until after the patent is published. This will take on average 18 months from the day of filing your patent. That's 18 months where your idea has to sit within your office. You can't publish it. But your idea is great, right? It's revolutionary. That's why you can patent it. Nobody else knows how to do it, but what if someone else does? And what if they publish it before you do and you never get the credit or recognition for the idea? It's publish or perish, and you're letting a piece of gold melt away on your desk, waiting for that bloody patent to come through. Forget the patent, just publish it instead. Now you can see the problem. The publish or perish mantra often pushes academics to choose writing a paper on their great new idea instead of protecting it with intellectual property clauses. In the 18 months, you can get the paper out and start presenting it at conferences across the globe. You could even write a new research grant around it. That all looks great on your academic CV, but none of that stuff means anything to most investors. They want an idea that's patent protected and you have something that is impossible to protect. Furthermore, the pressure to publish it in prestigious journals can promote a prioritization of research with theoretical contributions rather than the applied research that is required to create commercial potential. As a result, research outcomes that could have practical applications and commercial value may receive less attention or be undervalued in academic circles. Now, I'm not saying publish or perish doesn't have some place in research, although I think it's a bit too aggressive. Academics do need to publish in order to continue to contribute to wider knowledge in the field. But it's important to recognise that when you have to wait and instead protect your idea, you can still publish it after that. Ultimately, we must balance between productivity and commercialisation efforts to fully realise the societal and economic benefits of research outcomes. You cannot help anyone if your idea never makes it out of the university lab. Universities and funding agencies must incentivise and support researchers to engage in both academic publishing and commercialisation activities. If we all want to end suffering, we must work harder to translate our work so that people who need it can receive it. Forget the publish or perish mantra. Instead, ask yourself, what kind of idea are you working on, and should you publish or patent? The journals can wait for your idea. Sometimes the patients cannot.
Thank you for listening. Join the Dementia Research bloggers and share your own views.